competitive pay, and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Whether you're a sole proprietor or your company employs several hundred people, Kiwi Financial Group advises on small group retirement plans and insurance benefits. Whether you are looking to start a plan or if you already have a plan, the independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group will do a comprehensive review of your small group needs and recommend your best options. Discover successful employee benefit strategies with Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them today at 654-5043.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal. Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5, the Roar, Taj Boyd, and Mike from Lakeside Lodge joining me at this hour. And, you know, let me mix in a couple of these calls. These people have been hanging on, and we'll get back to this conversation. Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how are you? I was hoping you'd touch on that New Jersey thing because I saw it earlier. It's pretty funny that New Jersey's dictating moral policy on its constituents, being that's one of the most corrupt states in the union.
Yeah,
you know, their last senator basically beats federal charges just in time to get the stunning kind of campaign endorsement of choke it down and vote him through. And that's the state you're dealing with. But I think on a bigger picture side, this is actually where true discrimination will take place, because what you're going to have happen in these states is they form these independent high school leagues. If they don't like the rules, the regulations, or the zoning of what happens in the regular high school league, they form their own, or else they form these charter schools, and they basically just write their own rules. What happens there then is people that have the ability to go to those schools financially is who ends up continuing to play, and the people that don't. So if you're a big time, you know, recruit in New Jersey and it looks like it's going downhill, you move to Virginia, you go across the Walt Whitman to Philadelphia, and you continue to play if you can afford to do that. Yeah. If you can't afford to do that, or you can't afford to go to one of these private schools, like, you know, the youngest Ball brother is now playing high school basketball apparently in Ohio in some league that apparently allows former professional 15-year-old basketball players to play high school basketball again. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but he is. So that kind of thing is who it, you know, who ends up being able to play. And it's the people who don't have the funds. And it's just like all these travel leagues and, you know, AAU and
yeah, but, you
everything.
Know, you it, just, you know, Kevin, you, you led me to something here, and I hadn't thought about this before, but you wonder if any of those families could actually sue them and basically claim that they're depriving their sons of a chance to gain an athletic scholarship.
Absolutely.
Because they're limiting their ability to advance. And they would be. They would be. I mean, who's going to want to take kids out of that state?
Right. And you're exactly right. The same thing, the adult version of that is a state a right to work state? So if you were in some restrictive covenant in your position, but, you had to break the restrictive covenant and still, work within the boundaries of that, those things are unenforceable because you have a right to work. I mean, you look at someone like George Foreman, basically grew up, I think it was Michael Haynes or Michael Hayes, beating up one of those guys in his neighborhood all the time. I mean, he described, if he didn't have boxing, then he's not, a half a billionaire or whatever he is right now. Right. I think that adults are allowed to make those decisions. And I hate when people kind of sanctimoniously project nonsense on other people's liberty. And I also want to just throw this out there.
Yeah, if you took a poll of those players in New Jersey that are actively playing football right now, I wonder how many would go along with this. I'll bet you like zero. None.
I mean, those guys, the ones who have affluence, they're already plotting their next school.
Yeah.
They've got a game plan. But I also just wanted to not take too much time, but I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but Kyler Murray, this is the perfect example of stop it. This guy was able to make the decision with an alternate route. So it's not like you're saying, well, these guys are just bashing their brains in because they have nothing else to do, so society has to save them. Kyler Murray had an option, a good option, and as an undersized quarterback, decided, I'm going to play football anyway.
Yeah.
So I think the state of football is always going to be there. I mean, you have a new league that just, I think they actually clipped on Saturday night, one of the games clipped OKC in Houston. They beat him in the ratings.
It did.
So I mean, people love football. I like pizza. Kale and carrots are better than pizza, but I like pizza.
Yeah.
I don't want you to force me to eat kale and carrots.
To eat kale and carrots, exactly. Good job, Kevin. Thank you. Excellent. Yep, that's 100% right.
I mean, Walt went from sports talk to law school over here.
Yeah, how about that? We're going back to it, too, because Robert and George is going to take us back there. Robert, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you, as always.
Hey Taj, when you going to give up the sales and start coaching, man? Xavier Dye's got a head start on you there.
Hey, look, man, as soon as you come by, you're in the Lakeside Lodge,
Well, I'm hoping when you get done selling out over there that you're going to go ahead and start coaching, man, because we miss you in football.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy.
At least I did.
Taj is building a business empire. He doesn't need any football. Besides, football's not going to be here in 10 years.
Well, I just wanted to quickly touch on a couple of things, and then, Walt, I wanted to follow up on our discussion. I did a little research on this XFL, AAF stuff. But first off, if people don't realize Clemson is getting better and better and better every basketball game, I don't know what they're looking at. I thought they did an excellent job last night. I really like the defense that they played on likes. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to tell you, Miami, they're starting to get their act together.
Yeah, they are.
They're figuring out who they are.
Look, the likes kid gets better every game, and he's a blur. I mean, there's nobody in the country who can level him off. It's impossible. He's the fastest player in the country.
I thought Clemson did an excellent job with how they were handling him. It looked like, I don't know, more about basketball than I don't know defenses in basketball, but, they were manning up with one guy, and they always had a second guy right there.
Yeah, they tried to gap defend him, and they did the best job he could, and he still had 21 points.
He could have had more if they wouldn't have played as good defensively. I mean, he was on last night. So, New Jersey football, what they don't realize, or maybe they do realize this, they're going to promote more injuries with this, because how you expect these kids to go into a football game and know how to tackle safely if you're only going to tackle 15 minutes a week?
Well, that's right. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, if there's no contact, then you don't learn how to tackle. I mean, it's the way it is.
Safely.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, that's where football safely, is now. They're
safely run is. Safely. You don't learn how to tackle, period. I mean, if you don't practice tackling, then you're not going to be good at tackling.
Blocking, tackling, they're teaching these kids how to safely do it now. When you're only doing it for 15 minutes a week, you know, that may be their ulterior motive, is just to go ahead and have more injuries.
I mean, but what is 15 minutes a week? I mean, how does that break down? 15 minutes a week?
That's not enough time for your starters to even get one rep.
Right.
Not to mention all the backups. I mean, it absolutely makes no sense. And the reason that's why I keep saying this is just a movement towards doing away with contact football, because it sounds like they understand this, and it's just another, like you said earlier, I think, what did you say,
creeping incrementalism. Yeah. Exactly right. Look, it's why you can't surrender your position, and that's what people don't understand. It's true in any walk of life with anything. When there are people who are trying to take away some of your present rights, some of the present things you have right now, you can be sure that if you let them take one step, that they will come back for another step. This is the way it works. And so at some point, you just need to draw a line and say, screw off. We're not going to do any of that. I mean, and that's what football really needs to do. Football's at that point. Football already got in bed with Boston University Brain Center. They funded all those projects because they wanted to be seen as being on the right side of this issue. But the problem is, those people hate you. They're not your friends. And so you're funding your enemies. I understand from a legal standpoint why you feel compelled to do it. But at some point, you need to say the game is the game. We've done everything we can. We're going to continue to advance helmet technologies from that standpoint. But we are not going to chip away at the product anymore, because we are headed towards touch football. We are. I mean, that is where we are headed. And if you don't stop it at some point, and the point is now, you know, they've already, the NFL game, it's still wildly popular. Make no mistake about it. But people don't like the chipping away at the physicality of the game. They don't like it. They don't like it. And so at some point, you just have to stop it and say, hey, these are the rules. This is how we're going to play. And you outside people, we don't care what you think.
The Pro Bowl is the future of football. Did you see that?
Yeah. Good grief. The only game I refuse to watch, Taj, in football, any level. I mean, I watched every AF game. I have not watched the Pro Bowl in 20 years.
And I understood where Randy Moss and those guys were coming from. Like, if you're not going to go out there and compete,
What's the point? Was that a little circus at the end of the game where they're all running around playing tag? And, I mean, what's the point of that?
I don't care for it too much, personally.
I mean, look, just vote them in.
Right.
Vote them in. Give them some money. Give them a trophy. But don't play the game.
Top golf, baby. Bowling.
And to be honest, I understand it to a degree. You know, football's a dangerous game, so you can't really have an all-star game in football. Not a full contact, all-out all-star game, so don't have it at all. Stop the charade. Stop.
Yeah, look at ticket sales of the all-star game compared to the Pro Bowl game. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's $800 for a get-in for the all-star game this weekend in Charlotte.
Sorry, Robert. What were we saying?
That's okay. I mean, let me tell you, you made a great point about football being a microcosm of what's going on in society. Excellent point. So, AAF, XFL, looked into it a little bit. Do you know who the commissioner, CEO of the XFL is?
Should be Oliver Luck, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oliver Luck. Yeah. Good job.
Now, I met him. Do you know? A little bit, but.
Okay. Other than, you know, I guess, Taj, you know that he was a NCAA executive.
Yeah. Well, he was after he was West Virginia athletic director. Mm-hmm. First, he was West Virginia athletic director. Then he became an NCAA executive. And he held that position for like 7 days.
Well, he was the knucklehead that decided that West Virginia should join the Big 12.
Yeah.
So
that's why he's not West Virginia AD anymore.
Just a little bit of background, just to make your point, Walt, about the XFL and going after college players. I dug a little bit on this guy, and I finally found something in a New York Times article from 2014. And I know I'm running a little bit late here, but I just want to quickly, you know, this guy basically has talked extensively about professionalization of college football. And, you know, just to quote him from this article.
Are we talking about Oliver Luck now?
Yes.
Okay.
Correctly. All right. Oliver Luck, in a 2014 interview with the New York Times by Mark Tracy, basically he quoted Luck as saying, athletes have a fundamental right to their names, their images, likenesses, even though the NCAA prevents athletes from cashing in on them. You know, I don't necessarily disagree with that. But then he goes on to say, Meryl Streep didn't sign away her name if she got a scholarship at Yale Drama School. Then he adds, in the final part of the article here, he adds, is it, you know, he asked a question to the reporter, is it a free market? Do we let a kid sell his name, image, and likeness? Do we allow the schools to buy them or reimburse a student athlete for them? He says, I don't have the answers, he said, but I do believe it's worthy of a very strong debate. Do you think this guy is going to be against paying college athletes? Do you think he's going to be against going for athletes straight out of high school?
Not in the job he is now. He's going to be all for it.
Absolutely, he is. And like you and I talked about yesterday, the connections to college football, like the connections the AAF has to the NFL. I mean, listen. Even if the XFL, you talked yesterday about hoping, you know, maybe the XFL fails. Even if it fails, this is going to open a door, Walt. And I'm telling you, it's not going to be a door that's going to be closed easily. And I think, man, I'm scared to death for college football because, man, I will watch any college football over any professional game. I'm a diehard college football fan. I'm scared to death for the sport of college football.
Well,
and I'll take your comments.
Thank you, Robert. It would damage both games. It would damage college and the NFL if it were to happen, if it were to come to fruition. So I'm rooting against the XFL for that reason, because I don't want to see those two sports damaged. And look, we'll see what Vince McMahon brings. I guess the one thing he did do is he landed Bob Stoops, which gives him a little bit of credibility that they didn't have. So we'll see. Yeah, Taj didn't know that, did he?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Bob Stoops is going to be GM and coach of one of the teams.
I just read that.
So he landed that, and I think that helps. And yeah, Oliver Luck was the dullard who moved West Virginia to the Big 12. Now, I realize they felt like they had no choice, but you know, Ramona, you know, you imagine like the conversation at dinner, like you're a female volleyball player, right? And you say, daddy, you want to come and watch my game? Sure, honey. Where is it? It's at Norman, Oklahoma.
I know. That's a stupid move. Yeah. I mean,
it's not like anybody can go see your road games, is it?
No.
You know, especially for the non-revenue generating sports, right. You know, which still have to travel. I don't understand any of that.
Yeah, they all still have to travel.
Hey, look, you want to know how bad it is? This is how bad it is. Dana Holgorsen was the coach of West Virginia, mm-hmm. and he opted out to go to Houston. And so this is one of the first times I ever remember a Power 5 level coach on his own dropping down a level. No one was pushing him out the door. On his own, he dropped down a level. And the reason is, how do you recruit to West Virginia? I don't see how.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why anyone would go to West Virginia to play football when you're... Your league is 2,500 miles or 2,000 miles from your from your school. It's just, it's ridiculous. Why would anyone go there? So I would imagine that's why Holgorsen opted out for Houston. I would think the money's probably pretty good too. Probably wasn't much of a drop down, if at all. We'll take a quick break. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
When it comes to your financial needs, Founders Federal Credit Union never strikes out. Founders offers a winning lineup with the most innovative products and services like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders App with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a member? Visit RelaxFounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home with a lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference at Scores Jewelers.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Boston on Valentine's Day. We are back. You want to get in, 654-767. You want to get in on any of the Clemson basketball. If you're ready to jump off a bridge, Yeah, this may not be the place to come, but you're welcome. You're welcome. You can try your best. As far as I'm concerned, Clemson's still going to the NCAA tournament. And it was just a minor glitch, nothing more than that. You want to get in, 654-767. We appreciate Taj and Mike from Lakeside Lodge joining us. We still to come on the show, my top... It's like 33 or 34.
Where it's gonna, was 30 at the beginning of the show.
No, no.
Now it's 33.
No, here's what we're going to do. I have to have a tie at 30 is what
you
know, I have
you're
to
not, have. It's only February. You're not in any pressure.
No.
You're trying to get to 25.
No. Look, we're always the first to let people know. You find out here first on the show, and you'll find out today. And this will be more right than anything you hear from any other source right up through the college season. Try it. So you want to know where the quarterbacks are and how they rank, we're to tell you for the upcoming season on today's show. On today's show. And I have, let's see, 30, 31, 32... 33. I really have 33. So we're going to have a tie at 30. We're gonna have like a three-way tie at 30, Ramon, is the way it's going to be. Or a four-way tie at 30, whatever it works out. Let me get to Scott and Drew. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Josh, how are you guys?
It's just me, Scott, but I appreciate it. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, good, man, good. I told Ramon off there, I was the one that called in that time and told you about my aunt stabbing my uncle in the back.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. How'd that all turn out?
Yeah. Well, that happened when I was 8 or 9 years old, 10. Okay. He was a real passive guy. He passed on now. But she, one time, Walt, she scratched him in the face so bad. He had scars to the day. He didn't get much blood. And you should never hit a woman, and I'm against any kind of domestic abuse, but I thought a few times he should have at least pushed her away, threw up a crucifix or something, didn't he? You know, but, well, and listen,
a crucifix.
Now, all jokes aside, now listen, I'm about 8 or 9 years old. Now, they had two kids. I had a cousin. They had a boy and a girl. And when I got to be about 11 or 12 and sort of figured out how the world worked with their relationship, I thought to myself, them having two kids, that would have been a heck of a thing to say. But I digress. All jokes aside now, with the talk of the XFL and what's going on there, do you think that changes that conversation that we've heard about student athletes getting paid at the college level?
I don't think so. I still think that logistically there are too many issues with trying to pay players. I mean, I don't think the amount you could pay them would ever be enough to deter movement to a professional or semi-professional league, whatever you want to call the XFL. I don't think there'd be enough money there to deter it. Now, again, in the SEC, they may already be making more than they'd get in the XFL.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Walt, I don't know Mr. McMahon, but he's been a very successful businessman. But the way in my little world, the way I think, if you truly love football, then I just don't see him having true passion, because he should have the foresight to see how this could damage, especially the college game. And I would just want to shun away from that.
That's an interesting point. If you truly love football, why would you want to damage the two super successful elements of it, college and the NFL? That's an interesting point. I think the answer is that he doesn't. He loves money, and he loves attention, and he loves those kind of elements, and so he doesn't really care about the rest of it. And, which is why I'm still sort of glad he failed the first time around. And I'm sort of hopeful that he fails this time around, because I don't want the college or the NFL game being messed with to that degree. And I guess we'll see. I mean, look, the first time around, his outfit was a clown show. People tuned it in initially, but it was just a joke. I mean, it wasn't real football. It was just a sideshow act. It was a lot like It was a lot like his wrestling industry, except it was a football version of it, which didn't fly. I'm interested. The only thing I'm interested to see with him this time is it more football serious? Is it more football centric? And the fact that he landed Bob Stoops to coach the Dallas franchise and run the Dallas franchise indicates that maybe it is, but it's just one first step. I'm interested to see the rest of it roll out.
You know, that I would agree, but on those thoughts, I'm purposefully not watching the XFL because I hope he does not succeed.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't think his heart's in the right place. And I caught yesterday, you had mentioned that thought about John Elway, if he ever got a cavity.
Yeah.
You know, I've got big teeth, but John Elway, his dentist, if he goes in for a cleaning, they got to make a stop by Home Depot first. You know what I mean? But one thing about it, Walt, if he needed to, he could eat corn through a tennis racket.
That's true. That's true. Anyway. Thank
you. All right, hey, enjoy.
Excellent job. Good job. That's pretty funny. Let me get to Drew. Drew, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Good, Drew. Appreciate you getting in.
I think people just forget that Clemson's a 3-point and a luck 2-pointer last night away from being on a 6-game winning streak.
Yep, they've had no luck. You can certainly say that. I mean, you've had two situations where luck was involved, and in neither case did it go your way. So, you know, that means that you're not getting the benefit of fortune. You know, they say those things even out, so we'll see if they even out the rest of the game, the rest of the year, because you almost feel like Clemson is owed two at this point.
Yes, sir. And just wanted to get your take. I've heard a lot of talk today about Clemson's uniforms from last night. What do you think about
this? You know what? I'm not a uniform person. I generally just don't care. All I care about is the game, whether it's football or basketball. And I know people are like blaming the uniforms, but I actually thought that was a pretty cool look. I sort of like that gray uniform. So I sort of hope they don't give it up. They didn't lose because of the uniform, so. You know, people can try and connect that stuff all they want. I promise they didn't lose because of the uniform.
Yeah, I tried to make that argument today with somebody at work, and they said if Clemson has a bonfire, they need to start it with those uniforms.
Yeah, because people have all these superstitions, and they think that they're owing whatever in that uniform. But again, that had nothing to do with that. That had nothing to do with making that bank shot. That bank shot at the end didn't go in because of the uniform.
No, that was he was turned at a weird angle.
Yeah, just a total BS shot that the clock was expiring and he just heaved it at the basket and he threw up a rocket that hit the backboard, the rim, back, and eventually went in like a pinball. I mean, the chances of that shot going in, like one in a million, and it went in.
Yeah, and I think people forget how hard it is to win on the road in the ACC,
yep.
No matter what team you play.
Yep, you're 100% right, Drew. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Walt.
Yeah, and that's it. And again, that shot at the end, I mean, that's as big a BS shot as you can possibly have. I mean, that last possession by Miami was disastrous. Clemson's defensive possession was outstanding. They did everything that you needed to do, and they bank in a 16-footer that is just an absolute rocket at the buzzer from almost straight on. I mean, I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do about that. It just that shot misses 99 out of 100 times. I mean, no arc, an absolute rocket, no touch, wasn't ever meant to be shot that way, and somehow went in. It's just bad luck. It's bad luck. And they came back, Clemson came back from double-digit deficit to take the lead, and I thought the game was over. I thought, as that clock was winding down, it became obvious Miami wasn't going to get a good shot, and I assumed they were going to miss. I assumed they were going to miss, and then they threw in that garbage shot at the buzzer, and it's a tough way to lose. It's like NC State all over again. So Clemson seems to be, listen, in this world it doesn't necessarily work that way, but Clemson seems to be due some luck. David in Greenville. David, how are you?
David, how are you?
Walt, I'm great. This is my second time calling today. Can you believe that?
Well, welcome back.
Well, listen. I wish you... You're my favorite. You're like the brightest guy. I wish you have to sit back. You have to hear yourself. Listen to me. Clemson is just not that good. I'm listening to it all day. Can you believe it, T-Mike? Look, luck shot, all these things, they're just not that good. They can't go in and dominate a team like Miami. On the road, at home, it doesn't matter. They're just not that good. They may be a little better than Miami, but they're just not a really good basketball team. And I'm going to take it off the air, but I'd like to hear your comments.
Thank you. Appreciate it, David. I think they're better than you think. I think fundamentally the majority of this team got to the third round of the NCAA tournament last year and nearly came back and beat Kansas. So I think they're better than you think. I think they've had a string of sort of unfortunate circumstance. I think it started with the year with Elijah Thomas being out. I don't think that helped chemistry. You know, every year is a new team, and every year you're looking to build your chemistry and your identity, figure out how your pieces work, and really, you know, the Sheldon Mitchell situation is a never-changing situation. Fundamentally, it's never-changing, but there are ebbs and flows to it. I mean, his knees are not good. And but of late, he has looked like he had more freedom of movement. I asked Rob Brownell about that very thing, and he said, yeah, he had a shot, and he was feeling a little bit better. But these are the things he has to deal with, and how he feels from a day-to-day basis is always sort of an unknown. And that hurts because he's the push guy, and he's the distributor on the team. So, you know, that's an element that Clemson can never be 100% certain of. But I think this team is better than you think, David. I think those two guards are still really good, and I think that Elijah Thomas is a really good player. And David Skara might be the best defensive player in the ACC. So there are ingredients there, and some of the young players are starting to make an impact. Clyde Trapp has certainly made an impact. I think that you're starting to see a little bit from Hunter Tyson, and you're probably going to get more from him at home than you would on the road. Although Brad Brownell gave him some meaningful minutes last night, seeing if he could sort of rekindle that magic from the previous game. But I still think that this team is better than you think. I still think this team is going to work their way into the NCAA tournament. And when they do, I don't think they're going out in game one. I think they're to win some games. I think they're to win some games. So I would say keep the faith. I think that game last night fundamentally didn't change much of anything. Clemson's still in total control of their own destiny. And look, I don't know if they're going to win at Louisville. I mean, I had that game pegged as a loss. But even if Clemson loses that game, I still don't think they're out of it. I still think they're going to the tournament. So I don't think that game's a must-have either. Would you like to have that game? Yeah, because that absolutely puts you back in the tournament. But I don't think it's a must-have. What I am curious about that game is I'm curious whether Clemson will throw some full-court pressure at Louisville in spurts. And, you know, obviously Clemson's not a dedicated pressure team. I don't know exactly how much time they spend on it, but everybody has press packages in what they do. I would like to see Clemson throw it at Louisville in spurts, 3-4 minutes here or there, just to see how Louisville handles it. And then if they don't handle it, stay with it. Because we've seen it twice now. We saw Louisville against Florida State. We saw Louisville against Duke. And they could not handle pressure at all. Again, I have never seen a team handle pressure as poorly as Louisville did against Duke. Never at this level. Never. So to my way of thinking, you want to at least throw it at them. At least throw it at them to see what they do with it, because they lack primary ball handlers. And they were so discombobulated. I mean, the last 10 minutes of that game, look, I said it repeatedly the other day, and I don't want to continue to repeat myself, but I've never seen a team more discombobulated against full court pressure than Louisville was the last 10 minutes. And so I wonder right now what Louisville's mindset is. I think Clemson has more of a chance in that game than I did initially. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We're going to quarterbacks when we come back. The best quarterbacks in college football for the 2019 season on February 14th, Valentine's Day.
This weekend, Monty Lee and the Tigers start their 2019 season with a weekend series against the Jaguars from South Alabama. Come on out and watch the Tigers all weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium as the road to Omaha starts now. First pitch is Friday at 4 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with each broadcast beginning 30 minutes before first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece Chicken Supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a four-piece Supreme snack or a two-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away. With hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, you get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Your Play of Clemson invites you to celebrate Valentine's Day. Take advantage of the couple special. Your choice of two entrees and beer or wine or a combo for only $20. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted pizza or delicious panini, or cozy up to Your Pie's new tasty hot pasta selections like cheesy Alfredo and meatball marinara, and dive into their fresh signature Greek, Caesar, and Caprese salads. Enjoy the Valentine's Day special at Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
We want Pretzel Crust! We want Pretzel Crust!
Pretzel Crust fans, rejoice, because it's back. Yeah. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend, surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8, and only $6 from the home of Pretzel Crust Pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza at participating locations plus tax.
Did you know you can spray Lanx on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanx it.
Call us today at Lanx of Anderson.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn & Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn & Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn & Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Relax. You're going to have the time of your life. I promise.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Do you think, Ramon, I should just add like two more quarterbacks and make it 35? I can come up with two off the top of my head because I know them all. Yeah. No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep it as a tie for 30.
Okay.
Which means they're really going to be 34. It means they're actually going to be 34. I'll get to that in a minute. Hey, you people were wolfing down those Valentine's Day donuts from Krispy Kreme out there, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, they were good. They had the filling from the Oreo cookie. That's what it tastes like, the filling inside the Oreo cookie donut. And they had some sort of raspberry stuff on top.
How many?
Icing or something.
How many donuts did you have?
I had two. I had one when I got here and then one when I got in here.
Okay. And to tell people again, these are called what?
They didn't have the messages on them, but they were heart-shaped.
Yeah, well, they just sent them over to us, so they probably weren't concerned with the messages.
Okay, well, then they were called the Conversation Donuts.
And they're still available at Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. You have to get there, though. I would imagine, what, today? Is it today yet?
Yeah, today. I think they run out today.
Okay, so if you want the Conversation heart-shaped donuts,
right,
that are pink in color, they're pink frosting, they come in four varieties of fillings, including a raspberry cream. You're saying an Oreo cookie donut inside?
Well, no, just the cream that's inside. It's a white cream, it tastes really good. So did you
have two of the same or two different
ones? The ones that are out there are the same.
Okay. So you can get to Krispy Kreme Anderson Spartanburg and still get your Valentine the Conversation Donuts. And I would imagine, again, that those expire, at midnight or something.
It's too late
I don't know
for you anyway after that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's true. That's true. And so we'll be moving on with something else. But look, the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, get it while you're there. Ramona's favorite's the Oreo Cookie Donut. This is Krispy Kreme. The hot original glaze come fresh off the press. Anderson Spartanburg three times a day. The lighted sign out front will alert you to such. But trust me, get to Krispy Kreme. You'll thank me later. It's absolutely incredible. Go see the Reese family. And for all your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Are you kidding me? I mean, so if you're off there peddling stale cookies somewhere, stop it. Get Krispy Kreme donuts on your side. You'll thank me later. So go to Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. Go see the Reese family. For your fundraising needs, call them up. Tell them I sent you. And you'll thank me later. It just works that way. All right. We are going to spend the remainder of the show talking about college football quarterbacks for the upcoming season. I will not be on tomorrow, Clemson baseball tomorrow, so this is your chance. And I also want to get to some Clemson baseball conversation that I meant to get to the other day. But in any case, we're going to start this quarterback preview. I promised it yesterday. I never got to it, and people have been asking about it, so it's coming now. You want to get in on this conversation, you're welcome to. Find out where your guy is. Remember I said, Ramona, there was a little note? You know what? I'll save it for when I get to his spot. All right. We're starting at the back end and working forward, Ramona, countdown phase. And we're going to put this on up on the website, too. And we're going to date it February 14th because this will predate anyone else's quarterback list anywhere. All right. Here's how it goes then, Ramona. We have a 1, 2, 3, 4, a four-way tie for 30. Right, and then we'll move to 29. That's how I get extra guys on the list.
That's cheating. It's your list.
Well, I didn't want to ignore.
It's more of a Gil Brandt list.
It is. There is a little Gil Brandt-ish because Gil Brandt will have 18 or 32 It is. That's why I'm having a tie at 30 instead of doing that. Instead of having it 34, I'm going to have a tie at 30.
Oh, okay. That's the way you're working that?
Yeah, that's how I avoid the Gil Brandt element of it.
Okay, so I'll take this number 25 that I already had posted on there, and I'll change it to what?
30.
34?
30. It's a tie for 30. Okay. Four-way tie for 30.
All right.
We're going to put four guys at 30.
That's not a pain at all.
All right, so in the four-way tie for 30,
okay,
we have Nathan Rourke. If you don't know Nathan Rourke, he's the guy who led Ohio all year long.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. So are you ready to go, Rana, with your...
Yeah, yes. I'm always ready before you.
Your list. I just need to check something first. Yeah. Okay. We are going with Nathan Rourke in a four-way tie for 30.
He's this dude at Ohio? You said?
He is. Ohio University. All right. He is the guy who, when the season started, I couldn't understand why Ohio went to a two-quarterback system. I expected big things out of Rourke. I thought he would have an enormous year, and I couldn't understand why they went to a two-quarterback system early. Later in the year, like around mid-season, they moved away from it. And from that point in the year, they averaged 50 points a game and crushed everybody in their way.
So is he 30D and you're going to go C, A, and C, B, and A?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm going to have to put this on the website. I actually like this.
Yeah, that's work. That'll work. That'll work fine. 30D. Okay. He is 30D. Okay. Nathan Rourke, Ohio. And again, Ohio had a great year, and the second half of the year they were really dominant, and it was led by Rourke. And Rourke threw for 2,400 yards and had 23 touchdown passes and 8 interceptions. And again, he only played like half the season. And I expected him to have an enormous year. Because remember, I put Ohio in my preseason poll. I think I had him 25th or 24th or something like that, and he was the reason why. In the second half of the year, they played like that. They were a dominant team that scored a ton of points the second half of the season. And they were led by Nathan Rourke. Remember, they crushed Buffalo 52-17 and all that stuff. And Buffalo obviously had a great year. So Rourke is back, and he's on the list. 30C then, Ramona, is Cole McDonald, the Hawaii quarterback. Now, there are going to be people who wonder why Cole McDonald isn't higher than this. I'll tell you why. Because he started out insanely good last year. Through the first 4 or 5 games, people were talking about Heisman Trophy. And then he faded to such a degree that at times they were actually replacing him. And the kid that's behind him may actually win that job. You know, so I don't really know where Cole McDonald stands right now in terms of depth chart. I mean, I would imagine they're going to keep him on the top of that depth chart, but I'm not 100% certain that he'll retain that job, which is why Cole McDonald isn't any higher than he is. So he is 30C. 30B then, and this is an interesting situation. Because 30B, I'm going to Wake Forest, where I like both their quarterbacks, and I'm not sure who's going to be the starter. I wondered out loud when Sam Hartman was struggling some, why they didn't go to Jamie Newman, who they liked preseason. Eventually, when Hartman got hurt, they had no choice but to go to Newman, and Newman outplayed Hartman. Now, Hartman was a freshman, and, you know, Newman was a full-grown man, 6'4", 245 pounds, athletic, big arm. What we're doing here, Ramona, at 30B, is you're putting a hyphen forward slash between the two players because it's the two-way Wake Forest quarterbacks, however that plays out, whether it plays out Jamie Newman or Sam Hartman. So it's Jamie Newman slash Sam Hartman at 30B because I don't know which of those two guys is going to win that job.
Jamie Newman and Sam Hartman, and that takes care of your four-way tie.
No. You have to listen. That's 30B. Those two guys play for Wake Forest. So it's a slash between them. Jamie Newman, Sam Hartman, regardless of which guy wins the job, I like them both. Hartman was a freshman. He made some mental errors, as you would expect, but he's an extremely confident, almost arrogant player in terms of his ability, and he has talent. He has real talent. Wake Forest has talent at the position because Jamie Newman has enough ability to potentially play in the NFL. I mean, he's 6'4", 245. He's athletic. He has a strong arm, and again, given the opportunity late in the year, he outplayed Hartman. And it made you wonder if perhaps Wake Forest and Clawson did not go to Jamie Newman soon enough. And that brings us to the really meat and potatoes of the list, and that is 30A.
Okay.
And 30A, now I wonder if anybody can get this without cheating. I doubt it. And I don't want you to cheat to get the answer. I don't want you to look it up. You're not impressing the teacher with that. If you honestly know, you can tell me. Number 30 is Buckshot Calvert. 30A is Buckshot Calvert. Does anybody know where Buckshot Calvert plays? Off the top of your head without cheating. There are no answers, Ramona. No one on the phone line to respond that they know the answer to that question. And I'm not surprised. But one of the teams that I really liked during the course of last year as an underdog was the team this guy plays for. And he's the reason. And that is Liberty. That's right, Liberty. Quarterback number 30A is Stephen Buckshot Calvert. Calvert is about 6'2". He's really athletic. He spins out of trouble frequently. He makes plays out of nothing. And he throws with astonishing touch and accuracy. Now, Liberty took a step up in football, and they were fundamentally outmanned in every game they played. I mean, they don't have the players to be playing the types of schools that they were playing. But the reason that they hung in a lot of those games and that they had they were really productive offensively is this kid. So 30A is the quarterback for Liberty, who goes by the name, his given name is Steven, but he goes by Buckshot Calvert because of his ability as a quarterback. So he is number 30. And 30A, and he's the top guy out of that group at 30. And he's a guy that bears watching during the course of the year, as does Liberty. And I'll tell you right now, when it gets time to pick spreads, when it's time to look at lines, consider Liberty. Consider Liberty during much of the year, because this kid's going to keep them in all these games that they don't belong in. They're not going to stop anybody, but they're going to score with everybody. We'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi Compact Equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takeuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.